SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Go Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. I just heard Matias say that, Joe, and actually I saw that as well. Indiana State just went on a blistering 8-0 run over like a minute span, and now they're up 77-70 on Seton Hall.
Wow.
So that changed very quickly.
Fire in the belly
indeed. Very quick turn of events there. Sacred Tomato up 6 on the Knicks here with about 8 minutes to go in the third quarter. So this game has a lot of life left in it, Joe, that's for sure. With these two, but it's a fun one now. Sacramento was up 20 in the first half, and the Knicks have kind of crawled their way back into this one.
All right, let's see what they do here. I can't buy into the Knicks. They're shot. Joel Embiid.
JoJo getting you some buckets, huh?
He looks good. I'm betting them, I think, for the East.
I would do it now, because if they win again tonight, and then that's, you know, it's just going to keep getting lower, Joe. You're just going to keep losing more and more steam off of that. So you might as well get involved with it now. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates, Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. Great to have you aboard. Mike Carver, and of course, the encyclopedia of college football. The one, the only. Go for two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
What's up, Carver? I got a lot of mo. A lot of mo. I'm feeling it for the weekend.
Feeling the mo for the weekend.
Feeling the mo. Silk. Silk.
Silk. A few things here, Joe, and we have a lot to do this hour. There's a ton of baseball on Friday we have to get to. There's a lot of NBA. Really, you're not with me tomorrow, so really our last chance to do the Final Four also together. I'll obviously do some of it tomorrow night, but we'll get your final selections, I guess you could say. We got the women's games, too, on Friday night, Joe, with Iowa-UConn, which will have some eyes, in South Carolina-NC State in the other game. But it's also, Joe, 3 weeks to the draft. Only 3 weeks away.
Okay.
Sneaking up on you.
I know you
can't wait. You love that week.
I do.
Like, I love next week because it's Augusta. I love the Masters.
Don't get me wrong. I'm a golf guy now.
No, you're not. So we don't need to do that. It's okay. It goes back to what we were talking about earlier. You're not really a man of the people, anything like that.
You're not a man.
So.
Really? Joey Spotlight. Look at me. That's what you think I am.
Right. But
so
either
you think
way.
If we, hang on. So you think if we were out canvassing for votes, right? You're the guy digging the ditches, and you know you're getting dirty with all the blue collar guys and men and women, and I'm the guy just sitting there at what, the 5-star restaurant with the spotlight.
All we gotta do is look at some of your Instagram photos, and that might be true.
Now that's not right. That's not right. That's not right. Yeah, hitting low. You're hitting low.
That wasn't hitting low.
Hitting low. With
the meatballs, baby. Get me the meatballs.
That's
bring
it.
The meatballs out.
Another
bring
one.
The meatballs
another
out. Get him another tray.
I'm I'll just say this, and I'm going to leave it at this, okay?
Yeah.
All right. If there was, like, a locker room, right?
Yeah.
And there was a baseball team, football team, whatever, and you had a bunch of, like, younger players on there, right? And right. I come in, I'm the older guy. I think they would buy into me. Okay, you put me with a bunch of grumpy old men, veterans and stuff. Those are the type of guys that I run. That's where there's friction. The younger crowd I get along with all the time. Just saying.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you need to be able to bring everyone together. See, that's just and the reason why the younger guys would probably attach themselves to you is because they don't know any better. And the older guys know. They understand.
Wow. Ooh. I don't know. So. Sometimes that young crowd runs fast and loose.
Anyway, the original point. 3 weeks away from the draft here. And it's funny. This, I feel like now, Joe, clearly the first bit of intrigue that we have is this second and third pick, because I feel like these numbers change every day now. Off of even the smallest morsel of information that gets put out there. Like, I gave you that numbers on Tuesday. What was that? Wednesday on Coast to Coast, where at one book you had Daniels and May both even money for the number two pick, right? They were the same price, and they were the same price for the number three pick. And now here we are again. Daniels minus 140 for the two. And May plus 130, and May plus 110 for the three, and Daniels plus 140.
Right.
It's like, this is, I'm interested in this because you've obviously been very vocal. We don't have to do the whole thing again. Obviously, everybody knows by now you think that May's going to be a hack. So I'm very interested to see if May, because you think if May doesn't get through those top three picks, it could be like
he's
a Will Levis.
He's going to fall like a dart. He's going to drop like a dart. I think he's so overrated that it's ridiculous. I really do. I don't even think it's close. When you talk Caleb, when you talk Daniels, I don't even think May should be in the discussion. I'm sorry. Just don't believe it in any capacity.
They have Neighbors as the favorite at five now for the Chargers at plus
200. Well, that's because they had him. There's a video of him looking for homes in San Diego.
Yeah, I think we've learned enough over the years now that nobody should be looking for homes based off, especially when you're that far into the draft, thinking that there's absolutely no doubt about it. The only person who should be looking for homes right now in this draft is Caleb Williams. He's the only person that should be looking for homes. Because, as we've seen, Joe, anything can happen.
Anything can happen. I read a report today. This shows you how stupid. Somebody's going to overpay for J.J. McCarthy so much that don't count out number one draft pick. Okay. All right.
Wait, what? Okay. Say that again?
I saw a report that said an insider, GM, former scout, whatever, that through his sources, someone's going to overpay significantly for J.J. McCarthy. And don't be shocked. They're starting to buy into the number one overall pick.
No, Joe, you know this and I know this. That thing's done. It's finished. Williams is going to the Bears. There's absolutely nothing else that's happening with that pick. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, 159. Here with you. So a few things here, Joe, that I just was noticing looking at this board. Because they've added a lot of stuff, and they're going to add even more stuff between now and the night of the draft. They have Neighbors as the favorite for the fifth pick, which, of course, is the Chargers. They have Neighbors for the as the favorite for the sixth pick, which, of course, is the Giants. Well, I got to tell you, Joe, they can't both pick them. So there's opportunity there. If you could kind of weed through it a little bit, because he can't go to both teams. He's the favorite for both.
Okay. I agree. And here's the thing, though.
There's good numbers on these other guys. Like Adunze for the six is 450. McCarthy's 500. You're 5-1. Alt's 5-1. For the five, you think the Chargers are gonna take Neighbors? Because he's gonna be there at five.
No, put it that I don't think the Chargers stay at number five. I really don't. I mean, I think Jim has the way he's built this team already, getting rid of the big three, Eckler, Williams, and Keenan Allen, that he could trade out of that five, get more value, and build the team that way. So, and who's to say Neighbors doesn't fall to like 8, 9? I'm just saying, you know, the fact that the Giants want him, that's potential. But, you know, Harrison isn't a dead lock for number four either. Because what if the Cards trade out of that?
Right. And that's why right now they have Harrison at the four as minus 200. And McCarthy at 4-1 next. Because, like you said, if somebody's going to trade up for McCarthy, I think that that's more the spot than anywhere else. Because what? Let's say something stupid does happen and McCarthy goes like third, Joe, right, to New England. Let's say something silly like that happens. Do you think people will be coming up to get Drake May?
No.
So you don't. If Washington or New England don't take him, you don't think that these other teams want him?
No. I don't think Drake May.
All these teams that are talking about McCarthy, you don't think that they'd feel the same way about May?
No. I think they actually like JJ for whatever reason, for it being Harbaugh, for it being, you know, the fact that he was a winner and played at Michigan, and there's untapped talent that maybe they haven't seen because of the upside and the fact that he's got a big arm, and it, you know, they were predominantly a run-heavy offense. You know, if we tap into that and put him in our style, maybe we can unleash a beast. With Drake May, he was in a finesse offense that Trubisky played in and Sam Howell played in, and maybe it was different personnel, but it's the same type of offense for the most part. And he didn't step up against good competition in the ACC, let alone the Big Ten. Couldn't even beat Clemson. Completed 44% against Clemson. 44%, Carver. Lost to NC State at the end of the year. Played terrible. I don't know. Is it worthy of a first-round selection? Maybe. I wouldn't do it. Is it worthy of a top three, top four selection? Absolutely not. And he did it in back-to-back years. That's what I don't understand. Everybody bashes the ACC. It's weak. That's why Florida State, the conference sucks. This, that, and the other thing. But they're pumping up Drake May like it's Joe Montana.
Joe Alt minus 105 for the seventh pick, which is Tennessee.
Let me ask you this. What about Joe Alt for the fourth pick? Do they have that? 75-1.
75-1. You want to take a shot with it?
I just feel like we're going to get a shocker. You know, like, you know, the safe pick with a lot of these teams is always the offensive lineman and the defensive tackle, right? Or edge rusher.
Right. You know? Really not a lot of these edge rushers in this draft, right? This isn't a big draft for edge rushers.
No, but Dallas Turner's, I mean, you know, 75-1.
He's supposed to be the first defensive player off the board.
Right, so at number four, can you get him at number four? Anderson?
No, I don't think the defense will go that high. I think the first maybe chance you have at defense is...
Eight?
It's like you say, Atlanta at eight, but like you said, you don't know that. What if there's somebody who absolutely loves someone?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why, like, if you play it out, that's why I'm not inclined, for me, to bet the wide receiver top five. Because we saw Pitts go there, you saw Jamar Chase go there, right? Pitts was four, Chase was five. Or were they both four, right?
Not Chase was five, yeah.
Chase was five.
I don't know if that was the same draft, Joe. Chase was before Pitts, wasn't he? I'd have to get that draft up and look. That's not the same draft.
Yes. No, I'll tell you what it was, because they lost to Mac Jones in the championship game after LSU won the championship. It was back-to-back, LSU with Burrow and Mac Jones. Mac Jones beat Trask and Kyle Pitts in the SEC championship game in 2020, the COVID year. So it was. But what I'm saying is it went 5-4, right? Pitts wasn't worthy of the four. You could say, yeah, I mean, physically, but he was a tight end / wide receiver. They took him four overall.
Yeah, you're right.
And he had
you're
the
right,
sophomore jinx.
You're right, I'm wrong. Yeah.
It's the money. It's the money, right?
Six.
Like, does the money warrant the wide receiver top five? I think we make money by taking a shot, like 4 and 5. We take a shot on Alt and Dallas Turner.
Well, they got Alt at 5. 5-1. He is at 5.
5-1, and Dallas Turner is where?
50 on for the 5th pick. He's 50-1.
I think that's the way to go. Because if we get a trade, we have a shot.
You know, we always talk about how there's going to be all these trades, and then sometimes it just never happens that way, right?
Yeah, but it happened last year.
You had one right at the top, yeah.
No, but it happened a ton last year, didn't it? Did we have three? We had Arizona and Houston.
Yeah, that's right. You had Houston jump back up. So you had, obviously, the Bears trade the top pick to Carolina. You had Arizona move out, and Houston moved back up to get both Stroud and Anderson. So you had a couple. You had a couple last year.
Right. So all we need is one where they love a defensive player or an offensive lineman.
See, I think the Pats are the team that would move back.
Three.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if they move back, who's moving in? Top three is a quarterback. Team's not moving in top three for Joe Alt.
No, definitely not. It's McCarthy. Right. If they move into, somebody's moving up to get McCarthy if they go to three.
Okay, so then you want to take a shot? Like I said, four will take Alt and Dallas Turner, and same thing with five. And then if we're protecting ourselves. It's a lottery ticket, but you're getting great value.
It's a lottery ticket. Man, everything's cooled on Bowers, too, huh? Remember when Bowers was going to be? They have him Jets 2-1 to be the team that drafts him. The Jets have the 10th pick. So, Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879 is the number. Last thing, Joe, because obviously we're going to be doing this for the next 3 weeks. And we'll get into some other things. They have Penix favorite Raiders at +380.
Okay.
They have Bo Nix now -130 to Denver for him in terms of teams to draft. Ooh. And then we had a joke with this the other day. Obviously, they have the Chargers for Blake Corum at +340 on the board. And Xavier Worthy, they have Bills at +380 as the favorite.
All right.
Everybody has every wide receiver that's not one of the top three guys going to the Bills because they just don't think the Bills
are. That wouldn't be bad. So. A.D. Mitchell would be a nice fit for them, too.
I don't know. Take them both.
Well, maybe they will make moves.
They will.
They'll add a veteran like T. Higgins or Davante Adams. Would you be happy with that?
We'll see how things play out.
Yeah, you never know. Then you buy back in. Let me just say this. If there's a market, okay, for Sean Payton to not be the coach of Denver in 2025, I want to take it right now to the yes.
Man, they'd be paying him a lot of money.
Yeah, but guess what? Old man Payton, this is not what he signed up for. New quarterback.
Bo Nix.
Complete rebuild. This is not what good old Sean signed up for when all they need is just a little pinch between your cheek and gum to kick it up a notch, Denver, right? All they need is a little kick in the ass. A little kick in the ass and a couple of, you know, four verts, and we'll straighten this team right out.
Huh? Did you like that Bo Nix video I sent you the other day?
Yeah, I loved it. That in the Pac-12 that's no longer in existence, they just cared about him as a person, and they didn't care. You know, yeah, sure, they care about winning, and, you know, that's all great, but they really care about the person in the Pac-12.
Well, too much pressure.
Oregon. Too much
pressure. A lot of pressure at Auburn and in the SEC.
Yeah, can you imagine if he went to Alabama?
Joe, he's about to go into the NFL. What kind of pressure is that? So, what? I mean, honestly, you know, it's pressure. You think Auburn's a problem? Just wait. Throw a couple picks.
That would be a huge red flag. Take him off the board, right?
Yeah. Since you're not with me, Joe, tomorrow, let's do this. Purdue -9.5 and UConn -11.5. That actually went back up to 161.5 for that total. 146.5 for NC State and Purdue. You've been on this all week, Joe, and you can make your official stamp now. You think Alabama's going to beat Connecticut?
I do. I'll take the 11.5. I'll take both dogs. Give me NC State plus the points. I think Purdue wins. I think that game's at under 146.5 because I think the only way NC State could be within that number and cover it is if they play half court and slow it down the way they did against Duke. So give me NC State and the under. And I'm taking the over, and I'm taking Bama. I'm sitting on the ticket, Carver, and I think that's a low number. 5-1 on the money line at 11.5 point dog. That's
I mean, you've got so much juice already with them to win the whole thing. What do you need that for?
It's a 5-1 number. I mean, they should be giving you at least +560, +580, a little 6-1. You're getting 5-1 plus 11.5.
Yeah, so you shouldn't bet it then.
I'm not going to bet the money line. I'm going to take Bama plus the points. And I love the over. I think we could alt this over into the 180s.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Okay. Styles make fights. Tempo.
I've been thinking about it, Joe. I don't know if that's like, we know that Alabama needs to hit threes to win this game, right? We know that. That there's no question about that in my mind. The only way they're winning this game is they have to be lights out from downtown. But I don't necessarily think that means that they have to win this game 105-100. I don't know if that style of game is going to work for them.
I think it will. See, that's where I differ with your
I think they need to be tighter defensively and slow the game down
but
and hit
not,
their threes.
No. But that goes right. Don't you think that goes right into UConn?
I'm not sure. I think they've got to rope-a-dope them here a little.
Oof. I think that's a bad recipe for them. Here's the way I think. I think they come out, you got to run fast and loose. You know they're going to shoot a ton of threes. If they're run, they can open up a 10-point lead in the first half, and now game on.
But I'm going to tell you this, and this is why I think if Nate Oates is sitting around in the hotel at Glendale right now, I think he understands what you're saying, Joe, but if they start 2-for-14 from three, guess what?
Yeah, I know.
They're down 18 with 7 minutes to go in the first half, and they're finished.
No, I know that, but guess what? But that is why you live and die with this team on the three. This is a game where they have to go throw it. This is a Mike Tyson fight. You want to beat Tyson, you have to obviously throw haymakers. You can't go in scared and counterpunching. You have to go in dropping bombs. First 5 minutes, we're going to shoot 8 threes. Bam, bam, bam. You hit 4, now it's game on. Now catch us, UConn. I'm telling you, UConn's number's 87.5, Carver. They got Alabama's at 74.5. I love Bama at 74.5. I think they're going to be able to eat. I actually think I want to take the kid Sears for 30, maybe, if we could get it. You can.
Yeah.
7-1.
How about the top point scorer at the Final Four? Sears, 18-1.
18-1?
If they win, he'll be the top point scorer.
Yeah, I mean,
I'd say you're already super invested in them.
I know, like,
you don't really need to pile on anymore.
Yeah, like put it this way. I mean, if I miss out on the Sears ticket, I'm still sitting on the 32.5-1 ticket, right? That's the way I look at it.
What about this Burns in the first game? You're gonna go out, you're gonna play something with him?
No, I think I want to play somebody else. I think I might want to take. Could we take Burns for rebounds? How about Burns for 12 bounds? 13-1.
Yeah, but you know why? That's 13-1.
Why?
Very, because you got a pretty tough guy to get bounds against out there. That guy gets, he's a vacuum out there, Edie. He's getting every rebound.
But he's still going to eat some, isn't he?
I don't know.
Telling me Burns is going to get no bounds?
I'd say none, but you're looking for 12. I mean, that's not really his side of the floor, Joey. He's more on the offensive side of the floor, what he does for them. I'm looking right now what he did with the bounds. I want to see his boards.
Give me his boards.
Let's find out here, Joe. Here we go. Burnsy. Game log. He got, look at this, 4 rebounds against Duke, 4 rebounds against Marquette. He did have 11 against Oakland, 1 rebound against Texas Tech. I mean, and here you go, Joe. ACC tournament, 4, 5, 3, 6, and 2. He don't get the boards, Joe. And those numbers all didn't have Zach Edey on the floor. He's not getting, he ain't getting 10 boards, let alone 12. I'm sorry to break it to you. It's just not a good play. I'd say we could try something on the offensive end with him. Or do you think it's going to be too much with Edey down there?
I think it's too much.
I mean, 15 points is minus 102.
How about Fletcher Lawyer for 3 threes plus 270?
I was going to say we play Horn. Who's the other kid? O'Connell, right? He hits the threes for NC State. O'Connell.
6'8", 580.
For three threes?
Yeah.
580, huh?
Yeah. I mean, you want to take Braden Smith. He had an off night against Tennessee in the second half, plus 320 for Purdue, but then that's like sort of going against the cap. The cap is right. The cap is right. When the cap is right, you can't do it.
When the cap is right. When the cap is right, you can't do it, Joe says. When the cap is right. I'm nervous about this game for NC State. I think they've shown tons of heart. But Edey gets a lot of calls down there, Joe. He gets a lot of calls, and he's so much the energy that Burns brings for them. I just have a feeling he's gonna have 3 fouls with 7 minutes left in the first half, and he ain't playing much. Like it ain't easy to go in there and try to bang around with that dude. I think Burns could push him around, too, but he gets a lot of whistles. I'm not saying, and I know it's been a big thing about whether he deserves them all or not, but
Burns.
He gets a lot. He's very hard to defend. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Yeah. All right, Joe. So, yeah, I'm nervous about anything with Burns, so I'm going to stay away from anything there. I got a feeling he's going to be spending a lot of time on a chair on the sideline in this game. I hope not. I'd love to see him out there. I think it'll be a lot of fun if he's going back and forth with Edie, but I got a feeling he's going to have some issues with the whistle on Saturday in that game.
You think Big Bad DJ Burns could have some problems with the whistle?
I think anybody who plays against Edie has problems with the whistle. And it's because he's such a big dude. Like, he's just so, like, what can you do to the guy, right? Aside from hang all over him. And maybe Burns will be, maybe Burns will just give him the body English,
Joe. He's got a little body to him. He's got a little body English.
It should be a fun matchup. I hope he's out there a lot to show us it.
I'll say this. If they allow them to bang, I think Burns can wear him down a little bit. I think he can sort of wear him down. His body type, I mean, Burns is about 300. The other guy, Edie's 275.
There's clearly a weight advantage there for Burns. He's got him there, Joe. But
hang on him. Wear him out.
How many free throws this guy shoots every game. You know,
he shot 22 last time. Trust me, I know. I was on Tennessee. I know.
Yeah, I know.
You're not scaring me.
I'm not trying to scare you. I want to take the dog too, Joe. Believe me.
So then take it. Just don't talk yourself out of it. Sometimes this is what I'm saying. You gotta go.
You gotta look both sides. Sometimes you can't just, you know.
Carver, you know, you're looking in a both sides. You'll never make a bet on the dog.
Let me ask you this: are you taking Friday night here? Are you taking Caitlin Clark in Iowa against UConn, or are you taking?
Taking Gino.
So after you basically went after Gino, now you're going to jump on board.
Yeah, he's rejuvenated. This is his last ride.
He's rejuvenated.
America wants Caitlin Clark. I'm going UConn.
Man, her point total 33.5. It's 40 points plus 320. 9 threes plus 500.
I mean,
that's wild.
Seven
threes is plus 125. I think I was gonna win.
I'm gonna take Paige Buechers 5 threes.
Paige Buechers
630.
Yes, Paige Buechers.
Give me Paige. I think she's gonna be hot as a pistol.
You're taking it for how many threes?
Five.
Five threes at plus 630. Okay. And I think South Carolina win the other game. So you'll get South Carolina and Iowa on Sunday night, which is what they want anyway. They want South Carolina and Iowa in that game, right, Joe?
I don't know. If Caitlin Clark doesn't make it to the championship, it would be a lost year. Lost.
Well, she's off to the WNBA, so it doesn't matter. Baseball, there's actually a ton of afternoon games on Friday, Joe. We went through a couple earlier. Let me give you the 4 o'clock ones. Tampa visits Colorado, home opener for the Rockies. Austin Gomber. Here we go, Joe. First Coors Field game of the year. 12.5.
Over.
Over. Let it fly.
15 plus.
Let it fly.
Let it fly. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. Let it fly.
You got Letellens and Gomber going too, which definitely plays into going for the
gas
over.
Gas can city.
Gas can afternoon in Colorado. Let's go.
Colorado. What could we get for 15 runs? Could we get it?
I don't know if they got those up yet. Let me see.
They have to have the alts up.
Here we go. Alternate total runs. Here we go, Joe. 13.5 plus 134. 14.5 plus 172. 15.5 plus 235. 16.5 plus 290, 17.5 plus 400, and 18.5 at plus 480.
You want to go for broke? You want to go for the 18.5? Ladder it up?
You want to put it with the golf?
No, with the golf.
Come on, we'll go for in for more. Let's take Batia to win the whole thing after he got his first round leader.
No. I don't know if I... Who else could we pick? In, I'll give you some.
You can't play this 18.5. You can't go this high.
Why can't I play the 18.5?
About 14.5, like you said. 14.5.
All right, 14.5. 14.5 in NC State.
Yeah, if you want to do that, by all means, go ahead.
Now, you say it's so derogatory. Yeah. You just say brush it off. Just.
I don't know if I want to. I'm leaning to them, but I don't know if I want to lock in my position on them there at that right now. I could see things going poorly for them.
Just brush it off. All right. I'm going in over the 18.5, 14.5. I'm in on that. I think it's going to be an absolute bomb fest there.
Okay, good.
Holders galore.
The Pirates return home 6-1, and they'll have the Orioles for their home opener at PNC. Jones and Grayson Rodriguez, minus 136, Orioles are favored. The Buccos, what disrespect. 6-1 and their dogs at home to start their home campaign. Let's go.
I think Baltimore smashes them.
Okay. Smashes them.
It's
no
not
shot.
Even gonna be,
you're saying no shot.
No shot. Buccos, no shot.
Very interesting. Padres and the Giants, you get Cease and Hicks. That's the Giants' home opener. Minus 116 for them, minus 102 for the Padres. 7.5 the total there. The Mets are in Cincinnati. Hunter Green against Jose Quintana. Mets finally won a game on Thursday.
Good for them.
Minus 116 for the Reds. That's a big nine for you there, Joe. 9 total in Cincinnati.
Yeah, I can't get around it. I like Cincinnati to bounce back. They got abused by the Phillies. They typically play the Mets well. I like the Reds there. Give me the Reds, and I think the Padres are live against the Giants. Minus 102.
The Phillies are in D.C. against the Nats. Nola against Corbin. Corbin's awful. Minus 180 for the Phillies. 8.5. I like the over there, Joe. Now, that's an over I can get behind.
Let's do Bryce Harper again, going home.
Okay.
Homer? Two homers?
Tater time? I wouldn't play two homers, Joe. I'm not greedy like you.
Well, he hit three the other night.
I'm not greedy like you. Yeah, that doesn't happen often for Joe.
Yeah, but he's sitting dead red. The guy's sitting with the old number one.
Arizona's in Atlanta this weekend. Spencer Strider against Henry. Minus 290 for the Braves. Jeez. 8.5 the total in that one.
I'm going to take a shot on the Diamondbacks plus the 235.
I don't mind that, Joe. I don't mind it. The Royals and the White Sox will get together again. The Royals, Joe, took him to the woodshed on Thursday night. The White Sox are pathetic. They're now 1-5, and they're going nowhere. They got Fetty going against Singer. You got Fetty. Astros and the Rangers meet for the first time this year in Arlington. Astros, the road favorite, minus 126. Hunter Brown against Bradford. 9.5 in that one, too, Joe. It's a lot of 9.5s up here for you tonight. Look out.
I don't know if I could do that, to be honest with you. I like the Diamondbacks, like I said. I like the over White Sox Royals. I like the Rangers. I do not like the way Houston's playing. You want to give me a plus price? On the Texas Rangers as a home dog? Give me that.
Seattle's in Milwaukee against the Brewers, Gilbert and Peralta. And the Red Sox are in Anaheim. That's a long trip to start the year, Joe. Red Sox were in Seattle, then Oakland. And now, I'll tell you, though, Joe, that's a long trip, and that's one that, you know what, I'd rather knock that out the first week of the season.
Yeah, I like the Red Sox, though. They're playing well. I like them. I mean, the Seattle Mariner game, could we get over that 7.5?
Probably not.
Why not? Why can't... No?
These Seattle games are always under.
All right. I like the Red Sox. I like the over in the Brewer Seattle game. And I told you, late night, I like 8 o'clock, I like Texas. Okay. I think Texas plus 108. You don't like them as a home dog?
I don't mind Texas. I don't mind going with that. Lots of NBA for you on Friday night too, Joe. Warriors and the Mavs. The Heat are in Houston. Knicks play back-to-back. They're in Chicago. The Kings are also back-to-back in Boston against the Celtics. Thunder are in Indiana. There's a couple bad ones too. The Bucks. How about the Bucks laying 17 against Toronto? Joe, the Bucks can't beat anybody right now.
Doc coaching them up.
Laying 17.
I'm not touching that spread, but I will touch maybe Giannis.
Joe, he looked bad in the second half that loss to Memphis.
He looked gutless. Bad. I know.
I think he's hurt, Joe. I don't think you could back him right now, unless you want to play the unders.
Well, how are they going to? How are they? All right. How are they going to cover the 17 then?
I that's what I'm saying. I think it's either stay away or Toronto.
I know who you're going to take. You're going to take Wemby. Plus the 10.5 against the Pelicans. Give me Wemby.
I would never play the Spurs by themselves. If I was going to play Wemby, I would do props with him. I would never back the Spurs.
I think I'm going to play Herb Jones, my guy.
And everybody says the Suns are back, Joe. They got Minnesota in home on Friday night. Suns are back.
Nah, I'm taking T-Wolves. Give me Edwards and the crew. Going to smash them. They're more blue-collar, Carver. They're blue-collar. Suns aren't. Play no defense. No defense. No shot.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159, a cruel summer. As the, that was when, great soundtrack, Karate Kid right there, Joe, of course.
That's when he's running, riding the bike. I hate this bike, this stupid bike.
I hate this bike. So, Joe, when we get back together next week, we head down Magnolia Road. The azaleas will be blooming.
I can't wait.
For the Masters.
The Masters. I might do the show all next week with a green jacket on.
You should.
I have the green jacket. I'll break it out. I'll wear the green jacket as we're doing the show, and I'll tweet it out so everybody... I'll respect the Masters with the green jacket.
I don't know where you're going to go for the deep shots this week.
Are you going to give me my props? What?
I don't know where you're going to go for the deep shots this week.
Oh, I'll find them, Carver.
For the Masters.
It's like flies on honey.
Not a lot of your regulars. A lot of your regulars didn't exactly make this tournament. A lot of the guys
usually
bet.
It's okay. I know how to find value.
Although Nicky Dunlap's here at 220-1. Nicky Dunlap.
Nicky Dunlap's my guy. He puts money in my pocket. I put him on the map, too.
He could have. He almost put money in your pocket.
2,800 right down the tubes.
Almost.
Matthias, 2,800. Second time's a charm, Matthias. Poirier.
All right, good job, Joe. Great job by Matthias Burbell. Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. See you tomorrow on the grid.